This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. In addition to the fights over books we're apparently having in this country, another flashpoint in the culture wars was sparked earlier this year over cooking with natural gas. The Biden administration is trying to nudge the transition to cleaner cooking by launching a federal rebate for the purchase of electric appliances and possibly strengthening efficiency standards for new gas stoves. Most Americans already cook with electric stoves, by the way. But what about induction? That technology uses a copper coil and electromagnetism to heat pots and pans rather than traditional heating, which is indirect radiation, if you want to be technical about it. Induction stoves haven't had much traction, but Marketplace's Savannah Marr reports some manufacturers are hoping this could be the moment for that market to heat up.
Nick Troutman is a fairly serious home chef.
I enjoy cooking. I follow a bunch of social media accounts. This recipe is coming from a TikTok.
Season your chicken thighs with lemon pepper and cook both sides in some oil. Remove from the pan and cook some garlic.
When it's time to boil water for the orzo, he's excited to show me how fast his induction cooktop can do it. I break out my iPhone stopwatch.
Okay, count me down.
3, 2, 1.
We see some lazy bubbles coming up around a minute, and then about 30 seconds later...
I would call that a boil. It's pretty cool.
It's a really fun party trick.
When Nick and his partner Meredith bought their house in Albuquerque, they hoped to replace the ancient electric coil range with a gas stove.
Because it's what we knew growing up. It seemed the most respectable. It's the most fun.
But it turned out installing a gas line was going to cost something like $2,000.
It was a whole big thing. And instead, some guy said, hey, try induction.
That guy being a salesperson at an appliance wholesaler.
We just thought that originally this would be electric 2.0. It sounded awful.
And the induction models were a little more expensive than traditional electric. But that salesperson hit Nick and Meredith with the speedy water boiling trick.
It's a good sell.
And now he, too, can boil water in under 2 minutes. Recently, retailers have been giving induction stoves more showroom space, and that's helping win over skeptics.
Induction really is heating up,
so to speak. Jill Notini is with the Association of Home Appliance Manufacturers. For the last few years, she says induction sales have grown an average of 3%.
But it's still a very small piece of the overall electric market, representing about 5%.
With possible restrictions on gas stoves looming, Notini says manufacturers are ramping up production of induction ranges and cooktops. But there are reasons the technology hasn't gained much traction, even though it's been around since the 70s. For one,
for many years, people thought that they needed to have special pots and pans in order to work with induction.
You do need magnetic cookware, like stainless steel or cast iron. If you can't part with your ceramic Dutch oven, induction might not be for you. And Notini says another hurdle is home electrification.
It is possible in some situations that you would need to upgrade your electric panel in order to accommodate the amperage.
Especially in very old homes, and rewiring can be prohibitively expensive. A couple of startups are working on that problem, like Impulse Labs in San Francisco.
We were thinking about ways to, cook pizza really fast.
Founder Sam D'Amico was looking to revolutionize home cooking appliances.
And realized if you could integrate a battery pack in there, then you can essentially decouple the performance of the appliance from, what power source you might have from the wall.
Impulse is developing an induction cooktop that runs partially on battery power. D'Amico plans to launch within the year, but he says the industry also faces a marketing problem that's much squishier.
There is a ritual aspect of cooking and meals.
D'Amico says a lot of home cooks were emotionally attached to cooking with fire, even before it got political.
When you're trying to rock the boat on something kind of so basic to the human experience, it's like you're coming up against social pressures that may not even be put into words.
It doesn't have the same romance to it.
In his Albuquerque kitchen, Nick Troutman says he sometimes misses the experience of cooking with a little blue flame. But functionally, he says induction produces the same results, if not better.
The only single thing is you can't roast marshmallows.
And he has a dedicated heat gun for that anyway. I'm Savannah Marr for Marketplace.